Blog Talk Radio.
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor.
Stand by for passion.
Good evening. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Lake Worth Beach, Florida, streaming worldwide, featured on iHeart and Spotify. Passions is brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, December 16th, 2023. Today's topic of discussion is willingness. The consent or readiness to do something. Cheerful compliance. Willingness is not just about mustering up the courage to face a challenge. It's about being eager to experience life with a sense of gratitude. Give with your whole heart. Willingness leads to awareness, to have acceptance, peace, freedom to have a flow of life. If someone's willing, he or she has a quality of willingness, which can vary from prepared to enthusiastic. Let our generosity be a willing gift. I have a special guest on the line calling in from Port St. Lucie. I'm going to bring him on the line right now. Welcome to Passions Podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to Passions Podcast, Rob.
Hi, Debbie. Nice to be here, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here with me. So thank you for calling in, and we have a lot of listeners that are tuning in now around the world, and we will have some listeners tuning in with the archive file. So I want to get right into it. The topic of discussion is willingness. We had a beautiful conversation earlier today, and your many examples of willingness. So I would just like to hear from you what your opinion is and what your thoughts are on the topic.
Well, willingness is a very complex word. Usually we become more willing when we understand and know the outcome, and we see that it's going to be, you know, beneficial and have value to us, whether it be, you know, monetary, mentally, and, you know, the mental emotional part is the part that we, you know, tend not to look at. We look at monetary and physical things and how those make us feel good, and those immediately, you know, will give us satisfaction and boost our serotonin. But the greater gift of being willing is being able to have a little bit of courage when things are unknown, and to experience an emotional and a mental value, and that has a tendency to make you more willing.
Thank you for that very much. I also want the listeners to know, let's give your background, because it's really great. I know you sent me the bio, but I just wanted to come from you, what you're doing. You're doing great things in AA, and you're helping people. Tell everybody what you're into.
Well, currently I am South Florida Area 15, District 6, St. Lucie County. Well, it's our District 6 consists of four counties, Martin, St. Lucie, Okeechobee, and Indian River. And we also hold a portion of Northern Glades County. I currently serve as the Public Information Cooperation with Professional Communities Chair. I said that without biting my tongue. We abbreviate it PICPC. And that in itself is an incredible, very diverse, committee as far as what it can and cannot do. We are in particular challenged as per se that Palm Beach County is one district or one county. It's in one district. It's District 8. We have four counties. So the public information side, we try to get out and get, you know, the Alcoholics Anonymous General Service Office produces public service announcements for streaming media and television and radio and lots of different venues. So our job is to use the funds that are supported to us through the groups and putting those PSAs out to the best of our ability. We're definitely challenged, you know, having four counties, and there's a lot of overlay, per se, in the media coverage. So, you know, that's just a small portion of what we do. We currently give presentations to first and second time offenders in all four counties for core probation. It's a little different than being within a meeting environment and asked to speak where you're telling your experience, strength, and hope, and it's, you know, more about recovery and the people are on the same page as you. We're speaking to the general public and potential people that, you know, may or may not be coming. Some of them are going to be sent, but it's different. We spend a little bit more time in a very general way, but really, you know, highlighting what Alcoholics Anonymous has done for us and benefits it has given us. You know, we end up very thankful for a lot of things in AA, and I kind of want to jump back to that gratitude thing here in a few, but, you know, to share, you know, what AA has done for us, to take away the fear of those people that are newcomers, because nobody comes into AA, you know, all happy, right? There's no, oh, I'm going, having that willingness, you know, to run through the doors. It's usually via court or, you know, home trouble, or you're beaten up, or, you know, there's all sorts of reasons. You know, nobody ever walks through that door all happy. There's a reason you're there. You're hurting. So we also give presentations at our local Indian River Community College to healthcare students, faculty, nursing staff. We set up an amazing exhibit at the St. Lucie County Fair. We're going to be there again this year, and we're actually going to have an opportunity to be outside of the community building. We're going to have our own tent, so hope to see you there. And we have to be ready to cooperate with the professional community and the public to answer any questions that they may have and give them information that it has truth condition. A lot of people don't really know what AA is, or they may hear it from somebody else. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I just had somebody ask me where they sign up to get the rides. And I kind of chuckled, and I'm like, we don't do that. We're not Uber. So it's a great place to be at.
You're definitely reaching out, and that's what I love about what you're sharing tonight. I really appreciate you, again, being with me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I have Rob S. For anonymity. He's my guest speaker. He's calling in from Port St. Lucie, Florida. And we're talking about willingness. And so, Rob, you're very involved. You're obviously caring. And what do you think about – I also want to say congratulations on your anniversary on your 17th year. Oh, thank you for sharing and, you know, a piece of yourself with me today. That's, you know, it's a gift. That's what we talk about. We talk about the topic, we break it down, and in the end, it's a gift.
Yes, it is a gift. I hear a lot of people that enter into all sorts of environments for recovery or you know, just for everything, and they like to take ownership of achievements and getting there. And I hear a lot of people say, you know, I earned my chair. Well, it's a gift. You know, if you have to work at a program that was freely given to you, that's going to give you life and let you learn how to live again in a different way and make better choices and decisions, you have to consider that a gift. you're not working and earning it, right? You're living it. So just my opinion.
Yes. Also, I have my notes from earlier, and this is the first example of willingness I saw within you when we talked earlier. Let's also talk about, if it's okay, about your injury. I know it was a while ago, but can you share with the listeners how coming from being disabled and, you know, basically that being paralyzed or having trouble walking, what can you share with the listeners about your willingness to walk again?
Well, as we had shared, I was injured. I went through a surgery. It failed. And they had to basically unbolt me and grind a bunch of stuff and put me back together. There was a lot of nerve damage after the second surgery. And inadvertently, I had a time and a half getting up and walking. At that point, it was very, it's hard to describe, but it ripped me emotionally. I was immediately instilled with fear that I wasn't going to be able to participate in life again. I wasn't going to be able to do this. I wasn't going to be able to do that. And then, and the point being is that, see, I was the one making all the decisions and creating these thoughts in my head. I was the one that was telling myself that I wasn't going to be able to. And until I made a decision to stop thinking that way, and trust me, I had a lot of help, a lot of push, but I had to make that decision to stop thinking that way and to change the storyline. And when that happened, I was able to recover.
I like that. You got into the solution.
Yes. We have to live in the solution. I live in my problem, and especially the problem within my own head. You know, humans are geared towards making decisions out of emotion, and the emotion and feelings are actually not the same thing, but they work together. The emotion is the involuntary thought that comes to your head within a nanosecond of an event, and then your brain starts deciding all these things very rapidly. And depending on your experience, what traumas you may have, but you know your triumphs as well, your brain will decide a storyline before anything has actually happened. So you have to be very careful about that. I've learned to take a step back and try to take the emotion out of decision making, and that makes, you know, willingness is actually a decision. It's a decision that you're making. And like I said earlier, it's easy to do that when you know the outcome is good and you know it's happy. You don't even think about it being, you know, willing. You're willing. You just kind of go and do it. But when there's an adversity there, when there's something there that is stopping you, whether it's a thought, it could be from anything, now your brain is deciding to make these choices and these decisions, should I, shouldn't I, this, that, and the other, based on your experience. And therefore, you're standing in between a door, and that's purgatory. And you become more and more unwilling because of fear. So, you know, you have to seek the truth if you're going to be in that position. It's very common to have this problem. I go through it every day. Not every day is an easy decision. Sometimes the outcomes are never good. But if you were able to just take back that emotion and rationally think, have all of the truths down, and what decision are you going to make that is going to have the least amount of impact, that is the best decision. Unfortunately, it might not be a great outcome, but it's better than the other one. So, it, you know, willingness is, it's a complicated word. There's a lot of choice involved, a lot of personal choice, and your choices have to come from truth, not from somebody
nice.
Else, something for it.
Nice. Everybody should be willing to help, to share, to listen, really just to be open. I think being willing, you have to be open. Also, I'm very impressed. You're a student right now in school. Can we talk a little bit about your schooling?
Sure. Should I share my accolades?
Well, absolutely.
You know, I'm going to be 61 in January. And my father was ill. I was going back to school before he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic. And then I had some apprehension about going back after that. I had time to think about, is my decision a good decision? And I decided that it was a good decision. And the experiences I'm getting now from being back in school, the technology is all different, the formatting, lots of different things. So I've had to do double duty learning things that are just common knowledge for, you know, students that are coming out of grade school now. They're being taught that. So that alone is – but it actually ends up fun. So I'm making a choice again to look at it as it's going to be fun and to look at it as there's definitely going to be future value for the line of work that I've chosen to do. There's great value in it for me. I have an opportunity to help other people, but I benefit greatly from it. So the hardest part about going back to school when you started getting of age is actually walking through the door and signing up. It's the hardest part because that's where the biggest fear is. You know, once you push the button, okay, that's it. It's done. And you're in. And then there's a whirlwind of emotion that runs through you, and you just have to process it. And then, you know, when those classes come up, it's like it's game time, and you go for it. And I tell you what, it's nice to get straight A's at my age.
That's so great. I think it's really great that you're back in school. You're setting another example of willingness, and you're thriving. I think you're an optimist.
Maybe.
All right. Well, you gave us a lot of information, you know, about what you're doing and in the community. I feel like it's helpful. Somebody may listen to this podcast and they may be thinking of, hey, maybe can I go to a meeting, or, you know, maybe they live somewhere else, but they're coming to Florida to visit. Can you give a location, or is that against the anonymity for a meeting place in the area?
No. As a matter of fact, Alcoholics Anonymous has a website, AA.org. It's pretty darn simple. And from there, there is a meeting guide app. So if you're simply looking to get to meetings and have an explanation, there's all sorts of acronyms that will give you a clue to what kind of a meeting, what type of meeting. You know, it's handicap accesses or accessibilities, as we call it. It'll even tell you if, you know, for deaf and blind. But it's called the Meeting Guide app. It's a blue circle with a chair on it. And it has a GPS, and it will track you anywhere in the world. Alcoholics Anonymous is in over 180 nations now. And in less than 90 years, in over 180 nations. It's a lot larger than people would think, and the wisdom that's packed up inside some of the rooms, which we call, it's phenomenal. What we're looking at is, you know, a set of principles that's pretty much taught in all religions, and, you know, wisdom is not knowledge; it's the use of knowledge in order to make the best decisions possible to live reasonably well. I mean, that's it in a nutshell, really. So getting with these people that share these things that, you know, when you go in, you think you've done all this, you know, crazy, horrible things, and my Lord, when you hear some of these older guys and women tell you all the stuff that they used to do, and then to look at where they are right now and how peaceful they are, and you know, when they open their mouths, it's just, you know, love and wisdom just comes pouring out, and you learn a lot. But this app will track you anywhere in the world and tell you where all the meetings are and meeting times. Now, it's not super accurate because there is human error. We go by districts and areas and things like that. And not everybody stays on top of, you know, a meeting failed here or that, you know, the app gets straightened out. I would say 95% of it is completely accurate, and you should be able to find anything you need from the AA website, which will direct you to our local District 6 AA website. Every district has its own website. The intergroups have their own website, and each committee may or may not have its own website. We're actually developing an app right now for our district. So that's going to make it even easier for somebody that ends up local to download it and not only find meetings, but there's tons of activities that are happening all over. And, you know, again, willingness, there's all of this stuff that's available. And, you know, people, oh, I don't have time, I don't this, or I'm not sure. You know, the indecisiveness is what's gonna hurt you. And not only in a recovery, but, you know, making choices at work. Know what you're going to eat for dinner. I mean, let's get healthy, people, right? So being indecisive and second-guessing some things that you already have a good answer for is not really a good thing. You know, be willing to stick to a truth and pursue it. If you're going to take on an endeavor, you might as well live it. You just don't go there. It has to become part of you to make it work, for it to be successful for you and for it to give you value back. Because if you put your heart into it, it will give you value back. No questions asked.
Good information. Really good information. So I'm going to give you a copy of the show, obviously, after production. And so we can continue to share this message, because that's exactly what you've done tonight. And I feel very blessed that, you know, it was last minute. I think I gave you a 4-hour notice. I said, can you come on the air tonight? And you were like, yes. And I am very grateful. And thank you also for sharing a part of yourself with the listeners.
Can I share one last thing real quick? And it
Absolutely.
Had to do with gratitude, but I heard you say that. So,
yes.
You know, in life, we become thankful for a lot of things. We really do. But gratitude is actually an action word. And I hear it misused really quite often. I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Gratitude is action. It's when you start showing, giving back for the things you're thankful for. So in AA, we're instructed to make a gratitude list. So when we get all, you know, all grumpy and all inside our own head, making up our own stories, we write down all these gratitude, things that we're grateful for to get us, you know, out of our own head, out of the dump. Well, my sponsors tell me that I'm going to write down what I am going to do, a physical action, something that I am actually physically going to do to show how thankful I am for that. And now I have a full circle gratitude list.
That's so great, Rob.
I hope I'm
Ladies
not losing you.
No, I'm right here. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
Rob was calling in from Port St. Lucie, Florida, sharing on the topic of willingness with me. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, and I'm broadcasting from Palm Beach County, Florida. If you'd like to get involved with Passions, you can call me directly off the air on the talk show line at 561 area code 856-0100. That's 561-856-0100. Rob, I want to thank you so much for being with me tonight.
Well, thank you for asking me. I really appreciate it. It was an honor.
Thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll do it again. We have 2024 coming around the corner. This talk show is about motivational topics of interest. So if you'd like to get involved with Passions, you can call me or email. The email is passionspodshow@gmail.com. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. Until next time, good night.